welcome to the Men on the Path to Love podcast, the When Your Spouse or Partner Isn't Your Fan, Clarifying Perception in Relationship episode. Damn, that's a mouthful. I'm Bill Simpson, your host. I coach men who are struggling in relationship, how to communicate effectively, build trust, and deepen intimacy so they can be the best version of themselves in relationship and live the life they love. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where all of your friends, family, coworkers, neighbors, acquaintances, just about everybody all see you as this great guy, except your spouse or partner? I had a taste of this years ago when I was a co-host of a long-running radio morning show in Philadelphia. Everyone saw me as this local celebrity and would be excited to meet me and whatnot. Yet when it came to my wife at the time, she wasn't impressed like that. She didn't care that I was this celebrity. That's not why she married me. And I've heard this a lot about spouses or partners of celebrities. And what I appreciated about my ex being that way was that it helped me to keep humble where it mattered the most, at home. Now, like I said, that's just a taste of what I want to talk about in this episode. What comes to mind for me is Fred's story. Fred, not his real name, of course. He was this good-looking guy, charming, charismatic, with a million-dollar smile and a body like a Greek god. He could have easily been a model or a movie star. He would light up a room when he walked in. He was friendly and approachable. And people, especially women, would gravitate towards him. And this certainly helped him as a corporate salesman. Fred was very successful, and just about everybody thought he was awesome. Mr. Perfect, they would call him. He was perfect to everyone, except for his wife, Faye, not her real name. Now, don't get me wrong, she loved Fred and everything, but she didn't quite see him like other people saw him. Of course, she found him attractive and sexy and recognized his success, yet there was another side to Fred that most people never saw. He was pretty much an asshole at times when it came to Faye. He had this dark side that would come out. It was almost like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde kind of thing. One example was how he would be on the phone with a client being very charming, laughing and whatnot. Then as soon as he would get off the phone, he would be all serious and grumpy around Faye. He would get verbally abusive and put her down. And he could also be very controlling. And the worst for Faye was when they would go to parties and everybody would say how lucky she was to have a great guy like Fred as a husband. And she would just smile and say thanks or whatever. And on the inside, she would be like, if they only knew. Well, over time, Fred's dark side became even darker, especially when he was getting pressure from work to increase his sales quota. He would get frustrated over the slightest things at home. He would lash out at Faye and basically blame her for everything. When Faye would approach Fred and tell her how she was feeling, he would get defensive or be in denial or again blame her. He wouldn't take responsibility for his behavior. And when she would ask if there was something she could do, he would say something like, I don't know why you don't see me like everybody else does. You're always pointing out my flaws. Or how about being there for me? And sometimes he would just say, leave me alone. And he'd go isolate. Now, I know all this because it was Faye who was my client at my clinical practice. I encouraged Faye to invite Fred to come to one of our sessions. And he actually did one time. He was a very likable guy. He seemed very open to what I had to say and offer. He shared how he felt about Faye and even acknowledged the times that he was being an asshole to her. Then he went into how she never supports him and how she's always on him about something. Well, after listening to what Fred had to say, I gave Faye an opportunity to show him some support, you know, to reflect back to him what she heard him say. And it was quite nice to witness them trying to work things out. It really was. and I was definitely encouraged. And based on what Faye had shared about Fred, I was skeptical too. Well, the next time I saw Faye, she said that Fred seemed a little better at first, but then he went right back to his old ways. I told her that was pretty normal, pretty common. And I asked if she wanted to bring Fred back in, and she said no, that he was cool with the first session, but he didn't want to come back. He said he thought they could work it out together and that he didn't need help. And to make a long story short, fast forward a few months later, after no improvement, and in fact things got even worse, Faye finally threw in the towel and filed for divorce. And it was a shame too, because Faye really did love Fred and tried everything she could to make it work. Fred was just not willing to do his part. Now, this wasn't the first time I heard about this from the women in my practice. I've referenced similar situations in previous episodes. And I want to be clear that it's not just men who do this. Women do it too. My mother was a great example. You know, her demeanor was totally different on the outside of the home than it was at home. And I think that can be typical for most of us to a certain degree. You know, we're more comfortable showing our warts and baggage at home, right? Yet, when the difference is extreme, like with Fred, then it can be a real problem in a relationship, as you heard. Do you find yourself as Dr. Jekyll outside the home and Mr. Hyde inside the home, or vice versa? Well, there can be a lot of reasons for this, like what society expects from us. You know, feeling pressure to be a certain way to fit in the norm. Lack of work-life balance is another reason. Maybe feeling more in control in a work environment than being in touch with emotions at home. It may come down to how we communicate. Again, being more comfortable communicating at work or with socializing than at home. Fear of being judged or rejected from our peers or colleagues could come into play here. You know, from expressing our vulnerability or emotional side in public. It might be just too dangerous to do that. Expectations in the roles that we play. For example, feeling pressure to take on the role as the main breadwinner or decision maker at work, while having a more nurturing or supportive role at home. These expectations can influence how we see ourselves and how we behave in different environments. I can give you another reason why we could be different at home than in public, and that's from our past experiences. Yeah, I mean, if we experienced trauma growing up or any negative experiences, it can definitely have impact on how we shape our interactions at home versus in public. Having mental health issues can also be a reason. Taking responsibility for our mental health and getting help is the key here. And the last reason I'll mention is that we may have different ways to cope, you know, depending on the environment we're in. I'll give you an example of we may be more like stoic, you know, or reserved in public, so we don't seem so vulnerable or weak. Yet at home, we may express our feelings more openly with our spouse or partner as a way of getting support or validation. And in this case, it would be the opposite of how Fred was. Now, these are all legitimate reasons, and it can be no big deal if you handle life differently outside the home than you do at home. We all do it at some level. It's to the degree in which it impacts your life, how it impacts your relationship with your spouse or partner, or even your family. If you're in a situation where your behavior is drastically different in public than at home, and it's causing problems, or it's the other way around, I've got some strategies you can use. Now, the first is to work on your self-awareness. I talk about this a lot. You know, the impact you have on others. Pay attention and be open to getting feedback. It's one of the best ways to grow and be more self-aware. and incorporate self-reflection as a part of this process for your personal growth. One thing I work a lot with my clients is getting clear about what their values are and align themselves and their behavior accordingly. Get clear about your core values, what matters to you, what's important to you, and work on embodying them in a way that's consistent in all areas of your life, both at home and in public. When you act in alignment with your values, it builds within you a sense of integrity and authenticity that will show up in all of your interactions. Now, it's easier said than done. It's quite a process, yet it is well worth the effort. Practicing open and honest communication with your spouse or partner. Yeah, man. Being vulnerable and sharing your true, authentic self at home with your spouse or partner helps to build trust and deepen intimacy, creating a supportive environment where being authentic really pays off. And authenticity is important outside the home, too. If you want others to see you as authentic, then it's critical that you be consistent and show them. You know, by being true to yourself in all aspects of your life, you can build trust and credibility with others, developing genuine connections and relationships outside the home. And finally, as I also say a lot, is if you're really struggling with this stuff, please get some help. I'm here for you, as well as many others. So by implementing these strategies that I just offered you, you can now work on behaving in a way that is more authentic and consistent, both in and out of the home. It can serve to bridge the gap, so to speak, between your public and private personas, and in fostering deeper connections and more fulfillment in all your relationships. And I have to say, personally, as someone who had to learn how to live an authentic life, that it feels very liberating to be doing so, period. I have a quote for you. This time, it's from an unknown source. It says, quote, "The measure of a man's greatness is not in his public persona, but in the consistency of his character in all aspects of his life." Now, that's what I'm talking about. And that will wrap things up for this episode of the Men on the Path to Love podcast. When your spouse or partner isn't your fan, clarifying perception in relationship episode. I'm Bill Simpson, your host. I do appreciate you listening. Now, coming up on the next episode of the Men on the Path to Love podcast, you'll hear Pierce's story and how he had the hardest time asserting himself in relationships. He would let women just walk all over him until he learned to say, no, not gonna do it. Please join me for the Power of No, Setting Boundaries in Your Relationship episode. Now, if you have any suggestions or topics for the podcast, any comments you'd like to share, or have any issues in your relationship you need help with, I would love to hear from you. Please email me at bill@menonthepathtolove.com. That's bill@menonthepathtolove.com. And we can also talk instead. Just visit my website at menonthepathtolove.com and schedule a free hour-long discovery call with me, and we can talk about anything you'd like. And often, all it takes is one call. Go to menonthepathtolove.com and scroll down the homepage and click on the scheduling link to sign up. It's as simple as that. I look forward to hearing from you. And if you know someone who you think might get something out of listening to this podcast, hey, share the link and share the love. Pay it forward. And until next time, keep your heart open and stay on the path to love.